In today's episode, we will be hearing from LiveGenix VP of Customer Success, Loden Culler Ledford. He will be giving us a deep dive into the LiveGenix platform. So I'm your host, Alex Frazier, and let's get into this podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Orange Chair Podcast. Today we have Loden Culler Ledford in the Orange Chair giving us a complete overview of the LiveGenix virtual collaboration platform. So to kick things off, Loden, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Thanks so much, Alex. My name is Loden Culler Ledford. I am the VP of Customer Success at LiveGenix. I've been here since 2016. As kind of a bit of background on what that position is, I basically work at the intersection of sales, marketing, customer experience, and a little bit of product design as well. So on a day-to-day basis, what I'm doing is working with our clients and our partners. That can be everything from designing workflows or training or onboarding staff. I work with our customer success and client services teams to do direct support, ongoing client support. I do also work on sort of a sales engineering role. So I might be helping set up a workflow for a new client or a new partner of ours. And then I do also work with our developers in some kind of high-level capacity for designing new features based on my feedback that I get from our clients and partners.
Great. Well, can you give us a fun fact about yourself?
Sure. Fun fact, I guess something that's interesting I think folks learned about me is I was actually born in England, but I grew up in Texas. My whole family is from Texas, so I'm just a bit of an oddball. But that always seems to surprise folks, I think.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, great. I would love to just jump on into this podcast. So first, can you give me an overview of the LiveGenix platform and its functionality?
Sure. So what LiveGenix is at the highest level is a virtual claims collaboration platform. And that's a whole lot of kind of marketing words. But what it really means is we provide a suite of solutions of mobile tools and browser solutions that allow insurance carriers or other organizations in the insurance space to virtually inspect and collaborate with, say, policyholders or field adjusters and field inspectors to document content for claims, underwriting, loss control, or really pretty much any scenario that involves collecting content from a location, a specific location in this case. So that, again, is primarily focused on the claims side. We do have a heavy emphasis as well in underwriting and loss control for all sorts of different purposes. In general, what makes LiveGenix kind of unique in that way is by offering a variety of different tools, we can really custom build the workflows that we support and the way that we work with our clients to really fit their specific needs. As an example, we have a solution specifically for customers or policyholders, and we have a totally separate tool or solution for adjusters and field estimators and essentially insurance professionals who are going on site themselves to do a physical inspection. The needs that those two different types of people are going to have are going to be completely different. Customers want something easy and quick and simple and straightforward, whereas a field professional is going to want something that is comprehensive and supports them in a bunch of different ways and obviously makes their jobs easier. So we don't want to fit a square peg in a round hole. We want to give solutions that are built specifically for the use cases that our clients need. Regardless of which tool is being used or who is using it, all of that information that's getting collected can be recorded during a live environment, say for a remote virtual inspection to help like a policyholder do an inspection at first notice of loss instead of waiting potentially days for a physical inspection. Or it could allow, say, a field adjuster to self-inspect while they're doing an on-site loss estimation, and then have all of the content, all of the photos and videos and other recordings seamlessly and immediately saved back to the LiveGenix platform. So there's a lot less management of data. There's a lot less time spent uploading photos by hand or managing file upload sites, things like that. And then in general, all of the information that is collected through LiveGenix is securely stored and accessible through the LiveGenix platform, so that adjusters or estimators or other folks are able to get and actually review that content really quickly and really easily. I hope that is a good overview there.
Yeah, no, that's great. I do understand that you guys have a couple of different apps and a web browser app. Can you speak to the mobile capabilities of LiveGenix and how would that help a claims or inspection field worker?
For sure. And something that we really like to emphasize and focus on as a company with our mobile tools is that we really want to make sure that each and every one of them, regardless of the use case that it's built for, is really able to support an environment at any time, regardless of, say, connectivity or time of day. As an example, all three of the LiveGenic kind of flagship mobile solutions can do a guided live video stream, which is the customer or the adjuster, whoever is actually on site, doing a video recording, which any remote party, which could be an insurance professional in the office or someone else, can review that live video, can talk to the customer, whoever is doing the stream, and guide them through that inspection. Our tools can all also do some form of offline recording, whether that is photo-based or video-based. We can also have anyone upload attachments or other documents that they already have on their device. And again, this does apply to all three of our flagship solutions. So what that really means is that there's never a time when, say, a customer isn't able to document their inspection on their own time. They don't have to wait for an adjuster to be on the phone with them. They don't have to wait for a really strong internet connection. They don't have to, you know, work around the schedule of their provider or their carrier. They are able to work fully on their own time if they prefer to do so. That's really important for us, especially when it comes also on the more professional inspection side. Your typical field appraiser or independent adjuster, you know, they know what they're doing. They don't need to have, say, a live connection or necessarily have a live interaction with someone else. They would like to just, you know, get on site, do their work, record the content, and be done. With LiveGenic, they can do so in an offline environment. Even if they're, you know, they're way out in the boonies somewhere with no connection, they can still use LiveGenic to record and document that loss. And then all they have to do to get the content from their device synced up and available on the LiveGenic platform is just turn their device, you know, once it's connected to the internet, make sure it's connected and on. Everything they record will synchronize immediately. So it's just a lot simpler for them. It takes a ton of their time, you know, that they would normally be spending trying to manage that information, and really just kind of gives it back to them since it all happens seamlessly.
Gotcha. So I know that you guys have two different kinds of apps. There's the MyClaim app and the Enterprise app. What would, you know, one person choose over the other? What would be that clarifying or determining factor that somebody would want to use the Enterprise app over the MyClaim app?
Sure. So MyClaim is designed specifically or primarily for use by customers and insureds. You can kind of think of it almost like single use or kind of a one-off use, whereas Enterprise is really specifically meant for field professionals, again, like adjusters or contractors or IAs who are going on site to work on their own time. Now, there is a third tool that you had mentioned earlier that I also want to touch on, what we call the LiveGenic Customer Portal, which is also similar to MyClaim, is built specifically for use by policyholders and insureds, but it is fully browser-based, so there's actually no download required. So there's no app store needed. There's no, you know, passwords or check-ins. The way the customer accesses the customer portal is via the link that we can send to them, either like via text message or through an email. That link, again, just pops through the browser on their device, and they can immediately jump in and start using it. So when I'm doing training with new adjusters who are onboarding, for instance, I might really focus on the different benefits provided by either the customer portal or the MyClaim app. And it really it's going to come down to what the adjusters feel is about the particular policyholder or the loss type that they're working on. And we really give them the ability to choose on a reactive basis whatever tool is going to make the most sense for them.
Gotcha. Okay. So just to shift gears a little bit, I know that LiveGenic at its core is a virtual collaboration tool. So what other industries besides insurance would see a benefit from using this? Or in other words, like how could it be used in other industries?
Sure. So in general, the actual way that these tools are used is actually going to be fairly similar to the way we have it set up for insurance. What we tell people, for instance, when we're at trade shows, and we get this question a lot, is any time you have an industry or a scenario or a workflow even that involves, you know, in some way the ability to remotely inspect or collaborate on some form of inspection, whether that is, for instance, in government and manufacturing or higher education, it could be something as simple as, you know, like tech support. Personally, when I was back in college, I actually worked at my college's tech support team. And I did a lot of, for instance, you know, direct support calls, or I walk out to help professors, being able to virtually inspect and take a look at something that way could be really valuable. On a different side, you know, we actually have clients today who are on the government side, and they might work as like a warranty corporation, helping homeowners in their state or in their province, for instance, virtually inspect and kind of get an understanding of what they would need to do in order to find, you know, for instance, be fit for specific types of government support programs. We also see on the government side, but even in private sector industries, for instance, if you have support for residential spaces that need to be semi-consistently, you know, inspected. So let's say you have an apartment complex with 300 different apartments in it, and every quarter you need to make sure that somebody, you know, that the fire extinguishers are up to date and that the fire alarms are turned on and, you know, maybe a handful of other checks. Doing that in person is going to take a long time because now you're coordinating schedules with people and you've got to have a key to every room. And, you know, the alternative could be having a quick virtual inspection, either in a real environment where you have a kind of a live connection, or even just letting each tenant know, hey, can you document this, take a quick picture of your fire extinguisher and kind of be done with it. So again, it's really going to come down to whatever the use case is going to look like. From our perspective, you know, our focus is on the insurance space, but we do have a variety of clients outside of insurance. Again, the use, the way that the actual platform is used is fairly similar, regardless of where or why the inspection is being conducted. I just think that in general, virtual collaboration or remote inspection tools have a lot of use cases in a lot of different places.
Yeah, I agree. So why is this tool important now? What have you seen within, you know, the last couple of months or years that has really been a big factor in why we need a virtual collaboration tool?
So I think it's actually been a fairly rapid shift, I would say. I would say that one of the biggest changes in the insurance space, certainly, is actually on the customer side, on the policyholder side. As people have gotten more comfortable with technology and as the perceptions and like expectations about what a carrier or what services we expect as a paying customer, for instance, have changed, I think that's one of the biggest drivers of why virtual collaboration is so important nowadays. People maybe even 4+ years ago, there was just a generalized, you know, I think a bit less comfort level with you know, technology, with like apps and mobile devices in general. Nowadays, there's so much support and the tools are so widely used and available now that I think there's just overall a lot more understanding of how these tools work. And as such, people have these higher expectations of, you know, they kind of realize, you know, if I can take a picture with my phone, I know how to do that now. How come I have to wait a week for someone to come to my house to take a picture of the tree that's on my roof when I can take a picture of the tree right now and I can send it to you? You know, how come that's not going to work? And I think now that that kind of psychological shift has happened, virtual collaboration really fits into the same niche. It's the same reason that, you know, banks nowadays all have to have a really slick mobile app because people don't want to have to go to a bank anymore to you know, do whatever, you know, account management. It's why we all have kind of faster expectations of service, you know, in general. And the insurance industry is reacting to that and really recognizes the fact that there are a ton of situations where the customer's expectation is going to be that they can totally finish something or close out their claim quickly. You know, no one wants to wait a week or two to get your check in the mail for something that's super simple, basically. I will say on the other side as well, having a tool that you can use, especially for like smaller things, like smaller claims or smaller losses, is also really useful for the carriers on their side, because it saves them effort. You know, back in kind of the old days, before you had the ability to do any sort of collaborative inspection, every single loss, every single claim that was filed had to have somebody go take a look at it. You know, you had to send somebody, they had to drive out. That could be hours of travel. It could be potentially even days, depending on where the claim is located. And you have no idea what the value of that claim could be. You have, even today, you do have situations where an adjuster might be driving 3 hours each way to see a claim that's only worth, you know, $1,000, for instance. Using a virtual tool and giving that to the carrier allows them to triage and kind of, you know, filter out those smaller, high, you know, low severity but high frequency claims and give them more time to focus on the big stuff, on the important losses, where there's really genuine damage or a lot more, you know, value associated both for them and for the policyholder.
Do you have any examples of how LiveGenic has helped insurance companies?
For sure. Actually, my favorite example, because it's both a really good example and it's also a little bit close to home for me, is as it relates to Hurricane Harvey and Irma back in like 2017. I grew up in Houston, and so obviously Houston was kind of like the right smack in the middle of where those storms hit. There was a huge, huge increase in volume for a bunch of our clients and customers or partners, like something around the range of like 10 times as much typical monthly volume
Wow.
in the 8 or so weeks following those storms. So there was this huge number of claims. We had clients from, companies that were like in Colorado and Nevada, like far off places, were sending their teams in to the Houston, kind of the Gulf area, to handle this massive increase in claims. And using our tool, one of our clients specifically was able to process again something like 10 times as many claims as what their usual volume was in those like 2 months or so after the storm. And what that really let them do is focus on, specifically the losses that were really severe, really, high value losses, but really also quickly get, checks dispersed and clean up the smaller stuff. The folks who just had minor damage that does still need to get inspected, especially in cat events like Harvey and Irma. If you have pretty minor damage to your house, it might be a month and a half, might be 6, 8 weeks before you even get someone to take a look at it. And if it is even, let's say, a minor, piece of damage, a broken window or something, you don't want to have to wait with, if you fix it beforehand, then how are you going to prove that it happened? And so being able to have a quick tool to kind of run through and do these really fast inspections with the homeowners or with policyholders to kind of clear out the small stuff, get those finished, so you can really focus on the major losses, the big stuff, or the, homes that have been totally flooded out, for instance. That was really effective, and I think a really great way, a really great example of the value of these kinds of tools.
Yeah, for sure. I think just the amount of time saved and the reduction in cost is such a huge benefit to companies that would use a tool like this. So I know we've covered a lot of things over the last few minutes. Do you have any final thoughts or anything that you would like to elaborate on, or maybe anything I didn't ask you?
Sure. So I was kind of, I was thinking about this question, and in general, what I want to say is, I think the insurance industry, like as a whole, gets sort of a bad rap for being like stuck in the old ways. But what I would actually say is, from what I've seen, and I've only really worked in this industry for about 4 years, since 2016, but I've actually seen a substantial amount of change even just in that period of time. I think there's been a huge shift in the way that carriers and claims organizations see insurtech solutions like LiveGenic, and there's a whole bunch of other great insurtechs right now that are making the headlines and things. And just as even as like an example, when we went to trade shows back in 2016, for instance, the questions that we got from people who come up and talk to us were, will people use this, or how is this going to help me, or why is this adding value? Now that I haven't had that question in like 2 years. Now the questions are, how soon can this get started? Or, can you give me specific, what specific workflows can you cover? Like even the carriers and organizations that haven't deployed a tool like this yet have done their research. They see the value in it. And, obviously they're still, making a purchase decision. But I think it really shows that the industry is reacting, and I think it's actually doing a really good job quickly making these reactive decisions and evolving with the times. That's partly, through threat of force. They know that customers nowadays are not as brand loyal as they used to be, and people will absolutely, shift to a new carrier if the one that they have today isn't supporting their needs. But I think on the flip side, that's actually driving a lot of really positive change in the industry, and I am genuinely excited to see what the state will be in even just like a year or two. I think it's just changing that quickly.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's definitely moving at a rapid pace, and tools just like LiveGenic are going to help so many companies get to where they want to go. So, Loden, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. We greatly appreciate your time. Thank you so
For sure.
much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Alex.
Well, that's all that we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. The Orange Tier Podcast is brought to you by Keymark. If you liked this podcast, please leave us a rating, like, and subscribe to our podcast channels wherever you guys are listening to podcasts. And you can even follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you. This podcast is produced by Greg Aiken, Clay Tootin, and me, your host, Alex Frazier. Until next time, bye guys.